Hi, everyone, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, and I'm joining you from the very lovely Buffalo, New York. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so that we can all find just a little bit more balance, bliss, and confidence. I so appreciate you being a part of this community, and if you enjoy these podcasts, please do share it with a friend who might also enjoy them as well. You could also subscribe and rate or leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, which helps other folks find this podcast as well. Thanks for doing so. We have live yoga ongoing. You can always join me on Zoom Tuesday evenings and Friday at noon for vinyasa and alignment yoga. Classes are pay what you can. All are welcome. I would love to see you there. And you can find the information on how to join over at spirocollective.com. That's S-P-I-R-O collective.com. When you're there, you might also choose to hit the contact me page. And let me know what you think of this podcast. Let me know how you're doing, what you like, what you'd like to see more of, any questions you have, or just to drop in and say hi. I love to hear from you. You could also drop in and drop me a note over on Instagram. I'm at Spiro Collective, S-P-I-R-O Collective. With that, let us get into it. I wanted to talk about why I didn't want to be a coach and just to toot my own horn a little bit, why I'm a good one. So let's talk about this. So for a very long time, after I first kind of had this idea or said, oh, maybe you should coach about nutrition and Ayurveda, I really didn't want to do it. I really didn't want to be a coach. I thought it was not going to be a good fit. I thought, like, this is not something I'm interested in. I don't want to be this person. And here is why. It's because I had had so many experiences with practitioners and coaches that left me with a really icky feeling. And maybe you have experienced this as well. So tell me if this sounds familiar. You know, you're there, you're struggling with some sort of issue, you have a symptom, and it's, you know, maybe just mildly bothersome, or maybe it's actually a pretty scary symptom or issue, and you're just not sure of where it came from or how to deal with it. So you find a practitioner or a coach, you know, maybe the internet finds you one or a friend refers you, and you've heard that this person is great at handling issues just like yours. So all hopeful, you show up at that appointment, you explain what's going on for a few minutes, and then you spend the next 30 minutes listening to their laundry list of suggestions, recommendations, and prescriptions. And during that 30 minutes, you sit here and feel overwhelmed by everything they're offering. And more importantly, there's this nagging feeling that, you know, some of their recommendations are difficult, if not impossible, to actually implement in your life. And so you're probably not going to be doing them. You know, maybe this might sound familiar. It definitely is something I experienced a lot when I was through high school and college. I was dealing with a lot of menstrual cycle issues, digestive system issues. And I had a bunch of these different practitioners that I went to as I tried to figure out what was going on. So I would be listening to them and be grateful for their help. But I would also have this sense that they weren't actually listening to me. It felt like they were just simply responding to my list of symptoms, not actually noting what would be useful for me personally in my life. So when I started to consider being a coach, I was very resistant to it. I didn't want to tell people what to do. I didn't want that to be my job. I had no interest in pushing my agenda instead of listening to what my clients had actually told me about their lives and their circumstances. But luckily for me, around this time, I read a wonderful book by Derek Sivers about entrepreneurship. And in it, he says, you know, when you start a business, you get to create your own little universe. You decide the laws of your universe and how you run things. And by the way, side note, the same principle is true when you think about the universe that is your family and your health. So I decided to create a coaching program and practice that was in alignment with the universe that I wanted to live in. So now my primary job is not to tell people what to do, but rather to listen. The first thing I do with clients is to get a really clear sense of what you're already doing so that I don't try to change things that are working. And when I give recommendations, we talk about how this does or doesn't fit into your life, both logistically and emotionally. My goal is that you walk out of our session 90% certain that you could incorporate all of the changes that we've discussed, and acknowledging here that we don't want you to be at 100% certainty, because these solutions are definition things that you aren't doing. They're different than your business as usual. So there's a little bit of a reach that's involved in trying to incorporate these things. I share this with you because I've been in your shoes. I know how disappointing it feels to seek support and relief and to end up feeling unseen or unheard. And I want to say that there is a different way. You know, Ayurveda asks us to look at the whole person, not just a list of symptoms. And I know that the only strategies that are going to solve your issues are the ones that you can actually implement. So if you're interested in learning more about what it's like to work with me, consider signing up for a free consultation. We will talk about everything that's going on in your health and your life, what your goals are, and how you might incorporate Ayurvedic practices to restore both health and balance. It's completely free. There's no risk for you. And you can learn more and sign up over on spirocollective.com. You can head over to a page called Ayurvedic Consultations. Again, that's spirocollective.com. Again, I'd love to hear your experiences with this. If you've had this sense of, you know, working with a practitioner and feeling like you're not really being heard, or you can't really express what it is, or really follow up on their strategies and recommendations because they just don't work in your life, I would really love to hear about those experiences. And if you've also had really positive experiences where folks have listened really well and how that felt. So again, you can message me over at spirocollective.com or over on Instagram at spirocollective. Know that you can always join our online library of yoga practices over at Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/spirocollective. For $6 a month, we have over 100 yoga classes. And for a little bit extra, you can get access to my learning library, which are a set of 5 to 20 minute videos that teach you different yoga shapes, tutorials, pranayama techniques, and more. Again, patreon.com/spirocollective. Let me know if you have any questions. I so appreciate you being here. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for sharing it with folks who might enjoy it. Sending lots of love your way. Have a great one.